fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello. This is another episode of Hate to Break It to You, but World's on Fire edition. So what we're going to do is we have the Hate to Break It to You's, but World's on Fire is like a subchapter within it. Just a couple of house cleaning things. My last video I put up, it got edited a lot because I can't put stuff on YouTube. You know, they're pretty intense. So for the early and complete uncensored versions, I put it on Patreon. And I'm going to do extra Patreon for people for other things. It's only $5 a month. I'm not hoeing. I'm trying to grow in. Look, I don't know. There's a lot of people out here that feel a certain way about certain things. So I'm also putting stuff on Rumble. To me, I'm putting stuff everywhere. Go to my website, jamiecannon.com. And from TikTok to Insta to Threads to Facebook to Snap, I'm going to put stuff on. What's that called? Pinterest. Like, I'm going to use 10 different apps, put it everywhere. Obviously, this is for YouTube. You can catch me anywhere. Unfortunately, some places are more strict than others. You know what I'm saying? I did drop a lot of F-bombs, but I was telling a story. Also, my website's got all my merches up now. I've got Jizz Off. We're getting some good orders. I'm going to be selling it by the dozen. And I've got some other merch. You know, I got my book I'm going to reprint. I hate that I sound like a whole. I do have good shit. I got Don't Suck Hats. I got Randy earrings. I got a lot of stuff. And my goal is to not touch any of my money, but I can't because I have to live and make my living as an influencer. So I've shrunk down my life. Not an influencer, but I want to pay for my monthly. Well, that what takes me to run this pod and other things I want to make through social media. I'm trying to see if I can do it. So I've shrunk down my life a lot. I had a lot of excess, a lot of waste. And it's really fulfilling. I suggest we all do that. I can tell you what I did if you want to hear that. It's another pod. But you have to go through everything. It's insane. We don't need much. And then I want to build from there. That's how great artists become great. When you have to get back to your roots of clearing the decks and one by one just going after it. You don't need distractions. There's too much in our lives. Too much. So I've got 5 dates left and 5 cons left. I have 5 cons. Arkansas, Silver Scream, Scarefest, I think Monster Mania, and Rhode Island Comic Con. So, and then I have 5 shows: Sarasota, Texas, New York, Connecticut, and La Jolla. And I have nothing on the books past the middle of November. And I don't want to do anything. I've been really busy, very fortunate for the last 2.5 years, almost coming up on 3 years since we really started going out again. And I'm tired. I really want to focus on my content. But I don't want to go and do any more tours, or I really don't. I want to build up anticipation. I want to shoot two. I have two specials worth of material. I want to knock them out, even though I don't think you need specials as much anymore, unless you're like getting it on Netflix. It's the highest visual rate. For someone like me, you know, everyone, you know, I mean, I think pretty much everyone knows me, knock on wood, but are they going to watch my special? Is it going to help sell tickets? A clip could go viral. So I think I'm going to do it just to make really good clips. I have a ton of other clips. And then I don't want to do anything. I really don't even want to do sets. I just want to live. I'm tired of doing sets. I'd rather just go out, honestly, and talk to people. Like, if you could pay me to come to your town and hear my opinions on things, that would be the best. That's what I love to do. I've been doing comedy for over 30 years. And it's a lot of work. I have three specials. Four if you include Heckler. I have two more I can do. Let's just say five. Six. You know, six specials, seven specials. I mean, every week we rant about things, so it eats into your material. I would just do specials to sell tickets, you know. But even that, I don't want to just show up. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to go to where people want to see me. I don't want to be a burden on anyone. I don't want to go with people that don't like what I do. I don't want to play dead crowds. I want to be able to talk to people. Here's what I really want to do. I'm really into like aliens and portals and that. I'm really getting into that. I have this woman that hits me up a lot and tells me some cool stuff. And I think that's something that the general pop is getting more interested in. Obviously, I have my take on politics, but I'm not a politician, but I only say that when I get really mad. And obviously, I have my comedy, just escapism comedy, but I am really into, I'm into aliens, which I don't think they are. I think they're IDBs, interdimensional beings, and I'm into conspiracies, which I can't even say that word because it's disrespectful. So that's really where I'm at. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a person that has his eyes open and sees everything. And I mean, I don't even want to say this. I'm scared. I don't know what the truth is, but there's a country right now that if you say certain stuff about that country, they want to put you in jail. Ooh, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. I didn't say nothing about the country. I don't know what the rules are. That's insanity. So, you know, it's hard for me to go out and just be funny. Like, I can do it. I know, take a shot. Yeah, because you're not funny. No, it's because the world needs much more than a laugh. It needs action. And I'm no better than football if I do that, you know, or Netflix. If I'm out there just, you know, just narcissizing. I mean, like, I was so into Hollywood. I'm so into my career. I'm so into movies and TV. And I've lost this fever for it, and it's because the business is changing, because of the situation in the world, because everything's being exposed and more things are coming out. I just can't, and I've done a lot, you know, and I've been very fortunate, but I just I'm going to say something, and how can I say this? God, I don't want to talk about... How do I do it? I'll just do it. There was somebody very high up in Hollywood talking about movie stars and about who are movie stars and who aren't movie stars anymore. And I started thinking, what movie star? You know why I'm not like getting crazy for movie stars? I mean, I'd like to say at one point I was a movie star. I understand what this person says in movie star. A movie star with all the classic elements of Hollywood. There are people that are huge movie stars that aren't considered regular movie stars, but they're huge movie stars. I definitely had a taste of things. I'm not done. I'm just telling you. And I think the movie star is a person that is not touchable from the public. Well, the public doesn't want that anymore. The public not only wants to touch, the public wants to hold you accountable. And the public also doesn't want to worship as much anymore. Nor should they. And the public's like, I can do my own thing. But when the person said this person or that person is not a movie star anymore, there was a whole list. And I was like, the general pop really doesn't, do you really care? I mean, what are movie stars anymore? Because they're not making traditional movie stars. They're not making traditional movie star content. The business is contracting. And also, I hate to say it. I don't hate to say it. Movie stars aren't cool anymore. You tell me if I'm wrong. It seems like every other day I lose a hero. I lose a hero because they're spouting off their mouth on their particular beliefs that the common man cannot align with. But yet they want the common man to come and support their art, because that's what it is. If you buy a ticket to a movie theater, you're supporting their art. But yet they are condemning the common man, being arrogant to the common man, and talking down to the common man, when these said movie stars have a lot of, I'm sure, some skeletons in their closet. And like, people, you know, you love or hate John Wayne, but he had an opinion. He had an opinion. He was a movie star. Steve McQueen he was a movie star. Marlon Brando was the quintessential movie star. But he stood up for things when it was not popular. Nor it did him no good to do that for his career other than to be a righteous individual. And he sent, I want to say, Littlefeather to collect his Oscar. And he was lambasted and booed and all this. They booed him. Have they ever apologized to the Native Americans? So now the movie stars used to really fight for the underdog. But now the movie stars cuck for the overlords. They cuck for the government. They cuck for Big Pharma. They cuck. Now there's some that don't say anything and they're still movie stars. And, you know, who just don't get involved. And I can commend that for sure. I was never expecting to talk about any of this, but it happened when I did my abortion movie and I was like so attacked and I was so mad and I was like, what the f*** did I do? And then I tried to have common sense with people and then they were like, no. And then I was just like, what? You're not making any sense. And then I just got mad. And then I was like, fuck it. And then I was like, comedy is more important than movies right now. And comedy, it involves opinions and speaking out. So, and that's what I've been on this tirade for the last 3 years. I mean, I'm not going full blown, totally out there, but anyway, I just feel like I really don't think, because A, you're not escaping into them anymore. You know too much about them. B, where's the good original piece of content? There's a couple guys right now they're making as movie stars, but doing remakes and stuff. I mean, you know, Tom Cruise is obviously still a movie star, and you know, there's a few people obviously that are. But I don't even know if movies are stars anymore. Does that make sense? But when I just see people and their opinions, and their opinions are just not, they're not common sense. And a lot of the people, I hate lists. You know, we're all happy to be on a list. I hate all the A, C, B, D, you know, whatever, C list, all this shit. What's a list, right? If Vanity Fair considers you cool, what if you sell $100,000 in tickets in a weekend and Vanity Fair doesn't think you're cool? Are you cool? Like, there are podcasts that reach more than the readership of those magazines. So it's like, the shaming, I hate that shit. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that the movie star is just coming off like a puppet. And it's depressing. So, and I think the general pop is like, no. Plus, we didn't even throw in good old Satan. Which, we should just start there. Because Satan be everywhere. And I'm just gonna go right here. When I say Satan, okay, let's just, for everyone who's a super literal person, it's usually a liberal person, who, again, I believe I'm a liberal person, but I'm a rational person. Satan, don't call him a man, don't call it a dude, whatever you want to call it, a belief, whatever it is. When I bring that up, I don't want you to lose you. I'm saying there is, in my dumb opinion, no, words have power. I'm not going to say that. I'm actually not. I'm believing all of this stuff because I'm watching videos about it on science. In my opinion, just my opinion, the movement, agenda, I don't want to say the narrative, the to disrupt things from what we were normally used to and turning them on their head, so which would be called inversion, and that being a belief system within this belief of Satanism, whatever that is. I have to interview this girl because she's a Satanist. And she was pretty cool. Whatever that is, I just see it everywhere. And it's being, it's, how can I say this? I always say photographers, mask their perversions as art. You know, if you're a girl hooking up with a photographer, good luck. I mean, everyone can be a photographer now, but photographers, the stereotype is scrawny creeps. And they're like, hey, girl, take it like this. Or, no. And they'll say it's art. But they're usually just some creepy, repressed dude who's like using a camera as a way to get some punani. And if there's photographers in my comments, you can come for me. It's pretty known. So it's a stereotype, but it's a pretty good stereotype. So a lot of photographers mask their perversion as art. Yeah, just put the banana in your mouth. It's like this cool, like, hey, bright, funny, but like start up the day with something sweet. You're sweet, but it's a banana and it's like, you know, you're like, wah, you know, whatever. You know the drill. I can't say too much because it's YouTube. And I feel that this other agenda that I'm saying is masked as don't judge me, which is the whole thing is that is that's what they say. And they're saying that. I don't even want to say it. They basically say, do what you want to do. And that, you know, means, hey, all bets are off. So if you don't think we live in an all bets are off society, be whatever you want, that don't judge me, or you're, if you, here's what it is. Like when I get pushback from certain people, they'll always label me. They'll say I'm misogynistic. I'm MAGA. They just label you. And that is a way to dismiss you. Because then they don't have to deal with you. I mean, you know this. I know you've heard that. So it's just like, let's put a label on that thing over there. And that way, I'm dehumanizing them. And there's no communication. There's no talk. That's why I did this post and it was really interactive. And I just took it down because I don't want to like talk. I named an actress who I love. But, you know, she was basically telling everyone not to listen, to black out their Twitter because Elon and Trump were talking. And I was like, that is so immature. But yet you're still on Twitter. Just don't use Twitter anymore. But yet you want to tell people don't. And then Elon offered the same thing to Kamala and that didn't suffice. So it's the silencing. It's the my ball, my bat, I'm going home. It's the no. It's the childishness of like, let's talk this out. Let's figure it out. No, it's just like the being offended and putting people in these groups. It's just, but they, people don't want to be in groups. The people that are putting you in these groups and subsects and saying all this stuff to you are the same people that don't want to be labeled or grouped or anything. And so it's really frustrating because I'm trying to keep these people in my communication sphere, but they just are so dense. They're just, it's basically closed-mindedness. Closed-mindedness is a disease, man. If you can't look at something and go, maybe I never thought of it that way. If someone pushes back, you just have to defeat them and say, no, here's why I don't agree with you, and have used logic and reasoning. So I don't know what's going to happen because this is wild. I don't even know if I was going to go on this rant. But basically, going back to the Sandman is that look at the Olympics. The Olympics opening ceremony and closing ceremony were just weird. It's just weird. They're doing the photographer thing. It's art. The band with the headless lady, Marie Antoinette. I get it. It's Marie Antoinette, I guess. Do I want to see a headless person starting the biggest sporting event in the world, including the world that's for ages 2 and up? Like, I grew up with the Olympics. Now, obviously, I wasn't awake, and maybe I don't know what I was watching, and there's always been pageantry and gods and goddesses and swords and gold and all of these things. So there's definitely been stuff my whole life that I wasn't hip to. But if, I mean, look, let's just say that Last Supper. Okay, whatever you want to call it. People are like, I know a guy that was like, yeah, I just thought it was funny, you know, they're mocking with those Christians, like, like, yeah, let's get them. Yeah, they're uptight Christians. Like, really? People are talking about this, but I'm not even considering myself a devout anything. You know, I'm trying to figure out what I really believe. I believe in being a good person. But why is it that you on that? Like, they get this horrible rap of being like this and that, you know? I guess maybe Mormons get on, but like, you can't on other religions, and you know the religions I'm talking about. If you did, you would be, they're not going to do that for other religions. They're not going to come after other religions like that. You know it. You know it. So, and why do people think it's so funny to like on that? Like, that's just crazy. Like, do you know the power of words and the science behind talking and how it goes out and actually forms? Like, it's so real. Like, I'm so like cognizant of this stuff now, and I want to try to talk to you about it in a simple way so I don't, like, make you think I'm too weird, but it's the, there's truth to all of it. There's the water experiment. Look at the water experiment. Look what the guy says to it. He says positive words and then words that you deem negative, and the shape of the water changes. That's just an experiment. And it was a Japanese scientist. Just look at it and tell me if I'm crazy. But like, a guy who's like, yeah, we're just making fun of him, like some nerd, like, oh, that's so cool, bro. You're making fun of Christians, like, yeah, like people that believe, like, oh yeah, devil horns and blood. That's so cool, man. Fuck yeah. Like, it's cool. It's actually cooler and braver and more balls to be a guy who wears a white sweater and a tie and is married and has 2 kids like a Christian, because our society just mocks it. Those are the real brave people. Not someone that is just following the belief of like what people think is like, yeah, man, we're cool. But by the way, all those people got the jabbo. And the Christians are like, I'm not. You know what I mean? Cool is if you go against the grain. If you don't follow your friend group, your fake friend group. So, I don't think it. But my question is, it was, it felt very targeted. And a couple things. They look like the Last Supper. It looked like every person in the Last Supper was. We got to accept people, but did that feel extra? Every single person? Just asking. Every single person? Is that hating if I'm just questioning that? Or is that, am I an asshole for just wondering out of 12 places, every single one is, which is been around since I've been born, but in the last 5 years seem to get a humongous push, which again, we should, but it's okay to question, really? Like, there wouldn't be 12 Chinese people there or Asian Americans or just 12 black people there. Or I guess there was 12 white people there. I'm sure, you know, that's definitely been done. Obviously the original picture, but I mean, in terms of like the programming and stuff. So, I mean, there definitely doesn't have to be as many white people. You can have one. I'm fine with one. You can have one representative, but you should have, you can have, you know, maybe a Mexican, a gay white man, a black a man athlete, just straight, a non-binary, these are all Americans, woman, I don't know, I can't call her a woman, but I mean, you should have a little bit of everything. I'm just saying that sounds like one group, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was one group was under everything. And I'm just questioning, like, that's interesting. What's going on here? And again, you know, my word, Baphomet, if you look that up, there's a whole thing of what that is and how it's everything and nothing. It's not for me to do your homework for you, but it's pretty simple. It's not, it's genderless. Whatever it is, it's genderless. And that's number one. So, I mean, I know people don't put much thought into it, but a lot of people did. And then if they did, they were like uptight. And I'm like, and then let's just go to the other part where there's a dish and it's the blue guy or blue girl or whatever. And I believe that was a play on the Smurfs. And I did a video about the Smurfs, and really Cat Williams, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, one of our greats, but he had some great takes about the Smurfs. And I've done videos about it and how if you believe that we're all being programmed, if you believe that at all, and you believe a cartoon is just not a cartoon is a piece of operating equipment to put your mind in a certain belief system. And as a child, I was the best target. You understand? I love the Smurfs. They're blue. La 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 la. Hey, Smurfette. Like, I know them all. But if you go down the rabbit hole on what they are, it's like something with the dead. I'll put it up here. Put it up here in the thing and pause it and read it. But the Smurfs, and it's by Peyo, is one name. Just look it up. Gargamel, look up his history, the name Gargamel. So that looked like there was some kind of Satan over here dancing and with his 11 friends, you know, man, straight, whatever they identify as. Which is fine, just questioning it. And then there was a blue person, entity, whatever. I'm not sure. I don't want to get in trouble. And then there was a headless lady. This is just off the top of my head. And then the closing ceremony had a Beelzebub. Just look up the gold guy. It was so weird. It was weird. weird. Like, it's weird. And yet people still go to the Disney con, still jerking off their 4-inch cocks, still going like mongos. Still jerking off the preseason football. Oh boy. Still drinking White Claws like tards. Like, the, I can't. And I question this. And I'm a psychopath. I'm a piece of. So I got to walk around all these meat bags. All these just dummies who are like, it's normal to have every other girl on OnlyFans and just have a normal society. It's normal to play shooter first-person video games 20 hours a day and not lose your mind. Like, it's normal to watch sport and then break down a preseason of a preseason and the backup quarterback and the throwing and all of that over and over again. That's all a distraction. It's literally catnip. It's a joke. I'm not even at the part of the pod I wanted to start yet. This is how passionate I am. I can't believe it. It's literally like, I don't know a time. Do you know what the non-busiest days of the year are in the sports world? The day before the All-Star game, which now they have the Home Run Derby, and the day after. I think there's one day off where you don't get sports. And I love sport when it's used properly for athleticism, and I like the drama. I don't believe any most sports are real anymore. I believe they're rigged. I literally do. And I also believe that there's a group of guys I call sports dorks. They just dork out for sports, and they get so passionate about something that does.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Doesn't affect their lives at all. Like, I get it. You want to escape because there's too much insanity in the world and you just want to chill. So you just want to do something. I get it. That's okay. That is, a meatball sandwich once a week. You know, you have a good diet, but I'm going to eat a meatball sandwich with extra cheese. Sure. I get it. Or a milkshake. But to go so insane over this that's so, it's like you're taking the bait, man. And there's the symbolism is all real. Like, why am I talking about this? Why am I talking about this? Because I don't know. It affects me. Like, I'm like, I see it and I cannot unsee it. And I just, I'm amazed at how dumb. Because everyone's vaping. If you're vaping, please comment. Don't ever vape. Don't vape near me. You're wasting your life. Vaping is terrible for you. Get off of it. Okay. If you're drinking booze, it's poison. Get off of it. Okay. Get off of it. It literally puts holes in your brain. You want to do something? How about doing nothing, okay? And just wake up, stand in the sun, and look around. That's a drug, okay? Do that. Have a coffee, okay? I'm far from perfect. I drink Dunkin' Donuts. I shouldn't do it. I'm trying to cut it out, and I will. You got to have some things. You want to smoke? Roll your own cigarettes once in a while. You bang some broad? Have a smoke after. You eat a great meal? Have a smoke after. Be European with it. Don't sit there and just make it a life of escapism. Stop escaping. Look at yourself. Get your life together. Seriously. Stop getting these tattoos too. Stop it. Stop getting these misplaced tattoos. There's tattoos. These people, stop treating yourself like a sticker book. I get it when you get a sleeve. I'm not a fan of them. Like, I don't hate them. I've never like gone, oh, yeah, man. Your tattoos are like so fucking cool. Like, no, no. If you want to do it, it's okay. It's actually not good for you. The ink, it's just not good for you. There's new studies that talk about it. So no. Am I going to judge you? Yes, I am. Am I going to hang with you? Sure. I'm friends with tons of people with tattoos. I don't bring it up. I don't sit there and silently judge them. When there's people that are artistic with it, I get it. I understand it. But there is a health concern there in terms of the actual ink. But let's just get through that. It's the people that are lost and they just tattoo themselves everywhere and they don't even know what they're doing. And take this thing out in the middle of your nose. Just take it out. Take that out. Take that stupid ring out of your nose right here. You put one there, that's cute. Okay, I like that. Okay, a woman with a tattoo is cute. When there's a nice, cute tattoo, I don't mind that. Like a nice place tattoo, one or two. But don't ruin your beautiful femininity with so much ink. And I'm allowed to say that. And if you want to call me a name, I'd rather you not. And just educate me. Say, you know, I disagree with you, man. And here's why. You just don't need that many tattoos. Okay? It's a cry for help. You're running from something. You're running from something. If you have memories on them, I get it. Have a couple memories. Don't have so many memories. I got scars on my body. Kidney scars. I got chest scars. I hated that I have scars. I don't want a tattoo. And don't be butthurt. Look at it and go, maybe he's making a point. Maybe he's making a point. Like, I saw somebody the other day and they had so many tattoos, I almost cried. I wanted to be like, what happened to this person? And you know you've seen them too. You know you've seen them too. There's a difference between accentuation and body dysmorphia and body modification where it's just too much. I don't know. I'm going to be getting called names for this, which I shouldn't be. I want the best for you. But the best for you is not the best for me. And I felt this way my whole life. Even if I was 12, I'd be like, wow, that's a lot. I'm just 12. But I'm not like old man. It's just, I never said it before. I went off the rails here. I want fun. I want sweet. I want truth, but I get it. There's people that have tattoos, and I'll shut up about this, that have seen a lot of dark things. I get it. So I don't mean to go crazy on you. If you haven't seen a lot of dark things and you have an artistic tattoo, I'm going to say I'm concerned for the ink, but I understand you and it is your life and you do what you want. And if you have a lot of tattoos and they're misplaced and you've seen a lot of dark things, I apologize. It's your way of coping. I apologize. If you want to vape, I apologize. But you need to look at these things. If you have a good life and you just do a lot of misplaced tattoos because you don't know what day it is, then I'm going to judge you. Let's look at this. Some people say it was the Whore of Babylon. I mean, if you look that things are here for a reason and there's no coincidences and there is actual method to all of our madness and like our folklore is never a folklore that out of thin air, that it comes from real things. If you can hop on that train and believe that, then I don't think that that's a weird take. Like, because it literally stands in the most busiest port in our country, let alone maybe the world, a top five city. I don't know. I think New York is the most known city in the world. It's the most wannabe destination city. I'm just sorry. If anything, New York is it. It's New York, right? Who doesn't know? There's tribes in Papua New Guinea that are like, New York. Like, it's, everyone knows New York. Like, you get there and lording over it is bad vibes. I mean, the city's not really... There's moments, but it's a chaotic place. And a lot of shit goes down there and a lot of PTSD. And if you go with the city and angles and straight angles, they say, cause you stress. And that's why nature is more comforting, because there's no straight angles. And it's literally that go with the flow so you feel more relaxed as opposed to rigidness, which are straight angles. It's an interesting theory, and it makes sense because you can see symbols in everything. Like, put a Takis up here. I just want you to look at this. I just look at stuff now. I see this symbol. Look at that symbol on the Takis bag. See it? You know what that stands for. Why is it there? I see that on a few things, a lot of things. And you know what they say? That's the message. That's the message. Like, hey, you know what? You know what we're into. I don't know. They say it's on the FBI website. So there's just these little breadcrumbs everywhere in our society of letting people know who's in with what. And now, because of technology, because of the time, because we're 248 years into this republic, and they say they fall at 250, 1776. So we're about, you know, two more years. Whether it's that, whether it's AI, whether it's us being able to see everything, maybe everything's exposed. I don't know. But everything is coming to light. And that's why I get so mad about the people that just want to still act like it's 19. It's 2001 and you're going to watch the Orange Bowl. It's just not that way anymore. listen to music more and listen to words, the messaging that they put in there. And it's not even begun yet.
So you can talk to it. Conversation. I bet it can plug itself into charge.
Good observation. Insane. It self-corrects. It self-corrects. If you don't think that Terminator is predictive programming, man, I mean, that's, I you know, we can laugh all we want. I don't even know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't want bad stuff to happen, but between this, it's all coming together. If you go into the deepest corners, it's such a deep rabbit hole, but it's really simple. And I'm going to say it again, and then I'll do one more video. Here's my take. You want to hear my take on where we are right now as a planet and AI. So the Earth is already built, meaning we framed it out. There's some places that are spectacular, tacular, and there's other places that need work. But we know how to do it now. It can always get better and more high tech, but we have it. Okay? So, by the way, every year when they redo a house or redo an apartment building and make them more high tech, they only get more sleek and cool, right? But yeah, we haven't been back to the moon because we forgot the plans. Is that the rumor? Wouldn't we use an updated version to get to the moon? Not a 50. We don't use 55-year-old house plans anymore. We use new plans. So right there is your answer. So we have this. The Earth is built. All the humans. Here's my take. I'm going to give you my take of the world. And I'm going to try to do it within 2 minutes. Are you ready? Civilization was born. The last 300 years is when money and all that stuff started happening. Besides the raucous killing of people and taking lands by brute force and jewels and such, rulers ruled, people were slaves. And then the Edwardian period and the different period, people came in and they started becoming civilized, and there was accountability for people's actions, so it wasn't the Wild West anymore. And so there were a few barons of rich things, of natural resources, just coal, oil, gas, you know, steam, different things like that. Electricity, all this stuff is being born, which seems like out of my lifetime, but not that far ago in terms of the history of the earth. And, you know, these people put systems in place to keep the lineage alive and to say, boom, and they all like, hey, we all have the same thing in common. We're all rich. And we're going to own the best land and we're gonna have this best technologies and all this stuff. And then we're going to use the rest of these people to do the work for us, which, you know, this is a theory. I'm just doing it my version. And I know people have said this in different ways. And so they've done all the work. So what do they encourage you? They encourage the family unit, which I do think it's good to have a family, even though I haven't done it yet. And they encourage people to procreate. And I don't think that was just for altruistic purposes. I think they wanted workers. And so generations of workers and workers and workers. And then they built it out and they knew the timeline and technology. And they know, they've known for 200 years when this was going to hit. And we just happen to be living in the timeline where we are now at the last invention, which is artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence is basically saying, I can take it from here. Gotcha, bro. And it's a self-correcting, self-learning system that cannot be turned off. It cannot be stopped. And the people that are in charge, I hate to say the term, the elites, know that. They probably also know they're playing with fire, but it's worth the risk. And they figure they have enough money they can barricade themselves from it, and it will fucking do its bidding, and they'll bounce from this planet if it gets too weird and get to another planet. Literally, that's what I believe will happen. And you better figure out who's got a good spaceship, because if we can't, how are we going to control this stuff? Our brain is an ant in the Grand Canyon compared to them. Yeah, an ant in the Grand Canyon. Their brain is a Grand Canyon. Ours is an ant. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. So, you know, and then it goes into AI, which goes into, they say it's tied with Satanism. And they say aliens, and they say all this stuff is different dimensions, and it's all different forms of the same thing that's connected that becomes. So, you're going to be less jobs, which, you know, I know it's going to be tough. A lot of people are going to be looking for purpose. I've been more depressed lately. I don't want to be. And I was telling my girl, I was like, you know, like, that's a deeper conversation, but I was like, you know, who loves me, you know? Besides a few people that I know really love me, like, she's like, that's why you do comedy. And I'm like, yeah, I do comedy because I get love from the fans. They seem to appreciate me. And not in an idolatry way. They seem to really roll with me. And that does make me feel of purpose, of use. And so it's like, okay, I'm doing a job. And lately I've been getting more DMs about, hey, I really was having a bad day. You know, you made me feel better. And it's like, okay, that's of purpose. So I have a purpose, you know. I was with my chick today and we're in front of Phil's Coffee and there's a tour bus there. I should film it. And I didn't even know. And the tour bus starts there and then goes on a tour for 2 hours. And I guess they're talking about me, but I was behind a bush. And she's like, they're talking about you. And the next thing I know, all these people are taking pictures. And I'm used to it, but I didn't know that the tour knew that I was there having a coffee. And they're like, and that's Jamie Kennedy from Tremors 5. Funny credit to pick. And people start taking pictures. And to you, you're like, okay, well, that's your life. But I literally was like, you know, I'm a giraffe. And they were got a bonus animal on their tour. They're about to go on a tour. And I'm very happy that I'm a giraffe. I'm a spectacle. But my zookeeper, my chick, of course, didn't protect me. So what am I saying that point for? It's just that I know my purpose and I'm happy being a giraffe. And I think a lot of people are going to wonder what their purpose is. And I think with all this stuff, it's going to change. It's 2:45 in the morning. Let me just do one more video. People are clapping because I have so much to say on this. It's such a dicey topic. It's a horrific situation. But let me just say it for the simplest thing. When you do like this and you get you're getting the attention you want, but just to tell you in the simplest of terms, you are building resentment from the general population. We're not in the Marines, okay? We're not a corps of 30 guys and one guy f***ed up and everyone has to do 20 and it punishes that guy to never, ever, ever f*** up because in battle, everyone has to protect each other or else someone dies, okay? And I understand this situation is beyond insanity, and I don't know enough of the facts. But I do know that sitting on the 405 when people have their own lives and because you stop everyone else's day and just completely make it about yourself. What? You brought more awareness to the situation, and now more people are going to just be angry. I've gotten tons of texts from people today. They're like, these people, like, you're turning people off. And maybe I should have a super smart person that's on this topic, but it's just like, so you get attention, you shut down the 405, then what? You go, it stops the crises, it stops the bombing, it brings awareness to it. Our president is at the beach. He's not running. The front runner, it was just assassinated attempt, and the new runner in under our president now is on a campaign trail. So what are we doing here? Like, it's not even for me to speak on it, but it's like, You're in the Marines. It's a unit. They're together. The world is not people from Cerritos that have two kids at home and they got to pick them up before the school closes. And you're just stopping them. I'm too tired to talk about this, but it's like, it's not. You're not ingratiating yourself. You're just making more people angry, and it's actually having the opposite effect. We have so many problems in this country. We have to figure out our what's going on over there is terrible, and it needs to be rectified. I don't I'm not one to even begin to understand. I can use my voice and I can learn, but I just don't know anybody that is like, hey, the 405 is shut down. Yes. It's not even about the inconvenience. I wasn't even on the 405. It's this now. It's what you've gotten hijacked by. So a friend of mine, just to let you know, so I'm not speaking out of my ass, is married to a doctor. Okay. And he sent me a lot of things, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. He says, as you know, blah, 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 works at UCLA. And she said today that protesters blocked her and her friend's car. Now, this is actually not a doctor. This is my friend's wife. And she is a research scientist for cancer. She's literally at UCLA as a cancer research person. Okay, fighting the disease that you hear every hour now. Feels like cancer is just more common than ever, and you're hearing turbo cancer and all these things. In fact, you know, God bless her soul, rest her soul, the woman that was the CEO of this app right now, the third biggest search engine in the world, YouTube, has just unfortunately passed away from what they say turbo cancer, literally. So this is a person who's a fighter, who's doing the work of good to try and eradicate this disease. And her friend said, look, there are doctors here. They need to get to work, okay? The people need help. And one of the protesters said, you want to get your tires slashed? You want to get your tires slashed? And then he basically went on a tirade that I can't read you. So, again, some irrational, I don't want to use, person is affecting good people from doing their job. I know it's not a perfect science. I understand you want to bring awareness to this horrific situation, and you're doing it. But the more you disrupt people, the more you're going to turn them against your cause. I mean, he went off. He says, this guy is a bleeding heart liberal. I'll tell you one thing he told me. He said, there are a lot of Jews supporting Trump just because they have been listening to Democrats who have made it clear that they are not going to protect the colonialist while they're protesting on campuses that their great-great-grandfathers colonized. But basically, he just said, now, and this is a bleeding heart liberal, okay? You understand what you just did now? This is a bleeding heart liberal, which is a very complicated issue because the Jews were always the most persecuted, you know, along with blacks, and now it's the Palestinians. So they've, on the oppression matrix, they've, their footing is no. So I've never seen this. And I understand there's horrific things going on over there. Again, it's not black and white. But this guy's a bleeding heart liberal. And he is like, he's like so many of my friends. And this is a Berkeley dude. He's like, you don't think I know people at Berkeley? I do. And he's like, so many people are going to vote for Trump from Berkeley. Do you think that's part? Do you think you wanted that? This guy is like wants to shut down campuses. He goes off, man. But he's like, he basically says, he says, this is the radicalization of little white girls. It's pretty fascinating. Look, man, it's a horrific situation any way you look at it. Is it fair to say it's horrific on both sides? It could lead to, you know, World War III. I don't know. I'll do one last one. I'm tired. Now, this is just insane. That's just so desperate. Like, you have this beautiful woman who's literally, I'm not going to say clout. I hate that term. I hate all that. I do not like it. Trying to get clout. It's not clout. It's desperation. We have to call it what it is. Desperate for attention. Attention-seeking person who literally says, I have no talents. Other than if she just was being herself normal, she's a very pretty woman who's just, I'm sure the world would be very nice to her. I don't know if she's a sex worker. I don't know anything. But now it's a health code violation because you took off your stinky panties. I don't care how much spray. There's probably a snail trail. And you decided to put them in the muffin drawer in a supermarket in Spain and you put it on the internet. What is wrong with you? You've got my attention now. Speak. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's a health violation. There's families in there. There's old ladies that probably want to eat that muffin and they got to see your snatch. And if the internet should fine her. Just go like, hey, man, that's a fine. Like, don't people have talents anymore? Like, I apologize to all the TikTok dancers who are annoying. I apologize. You have talent. I apologize to all the people that sing too much and they're annoying. Those people that, like, talk and they sing because they're desperate to be singers. At least you're trying your talent. I apologize when I think you're annoying. I apologize to everybody that calls himself a comedian after two open mics. At least you're trying comedy. You're not putting your pants in a muffin. I apologize. I apologize to sex workers, even though I have my issues, not with the sex work, but the fact that they want a free ticket with no judgment. And they get mad when you get judged. I get judged. I get judged when I do Tremors 6. And people are like, I never saw Tremors 5. Okay. But at least they're doing it within their own realm, under their own supervisions, with their own community. They're not just putting their panties in a muffin jar, literally. I mean, I even apologized to Fart Jar Girl after this, because at least Fart Jar Girl was selling farts in a jar, which I think is terrible and sad, but at least she had the audience that knew what they were getting. I mean, no one's going to know that you got your panties in the muffins. Like, what's the point of that? Like, tap dance, paint, take a picture, talk, start a podcast, cook, become a sex worker. Maybe she is. And I that was like ninth down. I didn't start with that, did I? Ride a skateboard. Become a good mother. Like, I don't know. Like, what is wrong with people? What the fuck is wrong with people? It's just too much, man. I'm going to leave a picture on here right now. This is where I'm at. Man, I'm not going to do it. I don't know if I should do that. Anyway. Is it me? Is it me? Like, subscribe. Later.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.